I'm Mina Starziak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms.
And I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
Let's talk about microdosing. You know that feeling when your body and mind are really at peace, like after a workout or a nice long shower, where you've relaxed, you're focused, and a little energized? It feels just right, like you're in the zone. Well, microdose can help you not only get into that zone easier, but stay there longer. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. I absolutely love how helpful these gummies are. For me, half a microdose gummy during the day helps me really stay centered and really fresh as I get everything done on my list. And they really help me relax in the evenings as well and just be present and in the moment instead of worrying about things from the day or what I have to do tomorrow. Get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. For 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code MINAAF.
Hey, you got. Hello, everybody. Steve's with me here today. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone had a lovely Monday. And today on Mina AF, we are rolling with another one of Steve's ideas, which was five questions. We each get to come up with five questions. We don't tell each other what they are. They can be funny, they could be serious, they could be weird. And I think, first of all, I felt a ton of pressure when you told me to come up with five questions because Steve is very, like, deep and thoughtful and insightful. And I'm like,
he's going to outdo me.
Well, I'm just going to come up with, like, very surface level questions. And
like,
Steve's,
what's your favorite color?
Yeah, like, what's your favorite color? Or, you know, what's the funniest sound your butt ever made? You know, dumb stuff like that. So I'm feeling a little pressure to start, but
print yours out.
I printed mine out. I also used AI to create them.
What do you mean?
I typed a bunch of stuff into ChatGPT and I was like, this is what I want to do. Help me come up with questions.
Oh shoot. So yours?
Mine might be better than yours. Yeah. I'm gonna put this piece of paper. So I have more than five for maybe future episodes or depending how, you know, quickly we go through this or not. So
yeah, I've got a total of nine.
Okay.
So it might be more than five.
We're going to aim for five questions. That's what we're going to aim for. We both talk a lot. We do.
Just chill, bro.
We do. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Do we do one and one and one and one?
I think.
Two,
yeah.
Three. Sure. I'll go first.
Okay. Shoot.
What is your favorite part of being a mom?
My favorite part of being a mom is probably just like raising cool humans. This morning, fact, Charlie was being a psychopath like she usually is and didn't want me to put her down. I had to go to the bathroom, so I put her down. I went to the bathroom. She came in. She sat on my lap while I was peeing. And Jack was standing there talking to me also while I was peeing. And I said to them, you guys, when you hate me in, 10, 15, whatever years, I'm going to remind you that you used to insist on sitting on my lap while I pee. And Jack said, Mom, I'll never hate you. And you heard him say that, right?
He's a sweet boy.
And legit, Jack probably never will hate me.
I don't think he will.
Charlie probably will.
Yeah.
But I think it's seeing them do like nice, sweet, thoughtful things. And it's very selfish. It makes me feel good. Like, we're doing a good job as parents because
it's not selfish at all.
They're just turning into really cool. Like Charlie's in a phase. Y'all, Charlie's in a phase.
Let's just use Jack.
Steve wants to send her down the river.
Jack is doing so wonderful.
But Charlie, when she's sweet, she is sweet. Mm. So I think right now, that's my favorite part of being a mom is seeing like their personalities come out and their personalities being like good and kind.
Jack is me. Charlie is you.
Well, that sounded like a little bit of an insult, but you're not wrong. Jack is you. He's very like sensitive and quiet and sweet. And Charlie is a little bit, she's a touch much. She's loud. She's always talking. She's always moving. So that definitely does lean more towards me. But okay.
That's a good question.
That's the route that we're on with
I want to.
So you got AI over here.
I got AI. I want to back up a little bit, I guess. Yeah. So Steve and I had a date night this past weekend, and Steve does this a lot where he'll like ask questions.
He keeps conversations going.
My brain just isn't really doing much.
I'm looking at you and you're looking off into space thinking about what the store needs.
I am.
And I'm like.
And Steve comes in with, okay, if you were to die tomorrow, who would play at your funeral? Who would be the opener, the blah, 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 and the closer?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know.
If there was a tribute concert to you.
To me at my funeral.
Not.
Well, I don't have to be dead.
At your funeral.
Okay.
What band would you want to open? What band would you want to have the middle set? And what band would you
want to close? So these are the kind of things that we talk about on date nights that Steve brings to the table. And I don't know if that's how you got the idea for this episode.
No.
No?
I pitched the rapid fire questions to you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. These are like going to be a little bit deeper than rapid fire, I feel like.
You fucking asshole.
No.
I don't think. On your podcast.
I don't think anything I'm going to ask you is going to make you cry.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my first question. What is the most challenging aspect of being married to me, and how do you navigate it?
Mm.
Good AI question, huh?
Yeah.
My ChatGPT knows me. They know I'm a lot. I know the answer.
Are those sticky notes
holding my microphone in place? Wow. Yes, they are sticky notes.
Okay. So I don't want to offend you.
I know the answer.
Your stubbornness.
Well, that I'm never wrong.
And that you don't know how to say sorry.
I can't help not being wrong ever.
That is it.
That is. Would you like to talk more about that and how you handle it?
Yeah. So how I handle it is to get past those moments where, let's say we're in a disagreement, I will have to have, there will be a certain amount of time that will typically pass where I'm like, this just isn't worth it. I'm just going to, I don't want to say break the ice, but like, I'm just going to apologize for my portion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move forward.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you're like, okay, I think I've heard you say, I'm sorry twice in the 11 years we've been together.
Now that's, you're being dramatic. I am not good at apologizing.
You're not. A couple weeks ago, we got into a disagreement, and I was like,
I don't remember which one.
I don't remember either. Okay. It's not the point. But I was just like, I'm sorry for my role, and I'm ready to move past this.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay. And I'm like, fucking say you're sorry, bitch.
Did I really just say okay?
Yeah.
Well,
but that's okay.
It's not easy for me to apologize, but I also don't like to apologize if I still don't think I'm wrong or if I'm not sorry.
I can appreciate that.
And I hate giving that bullshit apology where it's like, I'm sorry you felt that way. Then you just want to punch me in the face because that's just the most bullshit apology ever.
Let me get one of my 4 drinks that I brought.
Steve does. You guys, all those, reels making fun of girls and their Stanley cups and their Starbucks cup and their water bottle. Steve's worse than that girl.
I've been toting that Yeti for
He has been toting his years. Yeti for a hot minute. So,
well, I'm glad that my answer was what you
assumed it would be. Yeah.
Because although early on I was just like, what the hell? This bitch is not saying I'm sorry too. Like that's how apologies work. But now that we've been together for so long, you just kind of have to like know what your
like
partner is capable and not capable of doing, right? So like sometimes I can see in your eyes that you are like remorseful and that you
I'm usually sorry things went like the conversation went to where it did or like you were hurt or I was hurt. Like I'm sorry about those things, but again it ends up being this like BS apology where it's like, I'm sorry I said what I meant and it hurt you, which is not cool. What happened? What are you looking at your phone for? What?
Never mind. I thought my questions just went away.
Oh.
Whew.
Okay. Well, if you'd printed them out on paper, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Okay.
My turn.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being married to me?
That you're better at apologizing. No, I think
It's just that we like genuinely like each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I told
you that this weekend.
Yeah, we have, you know, everyone has those friends or acquaintances, or, you know, we've got some that fall into both categories, but definitely some that we see like they just don't enjoy each other's presence. Mm-hmm. And while we definitely have disagreements, I think probably because we've just gone through so much shit mm-hmm. in the small amount of time, you know, comparatively that we've been together, that nothing really seems like that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So we can enjoy things more, I guess, mm-hmm. when they are good.
Yeah. I like looking at you, you know?
Yeah.
And I know couples that are like, I can't even, like, if I look at him, I just want to fucking punch him.
Or yeah.
When I see her, I just want to slap her. But I like you.
Yeah.
I like being around you.
Yeah.
You.
I'm really funny.
You're super funny.
So are you.
Thank you. I love your company.
Still. Even though I don't talk much.
And that's
dinner
fine.
Dates.
That's fine. And I think that here we are. It's, can I say the date?
Yeah.
It's February 26th.
Yeah, so this store, is probably going to be a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's fine. The store that you've been working very, very hard on,
mm-hmm.
yet still maintaining a good balance of home life, right? It's not like you were like, I'll be home at 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I know wives that do that.
They're yeah.
like, oh, I'll be home at 10. So you still maintained a good like balance there, which I appreciate. But now that the store will be opening it up soon full time.
I won't be there all day every day.
I'm looking forward to being able to spend more time with you, even if it's just
work from home days.
Existing together in the same room. We don't yeah. have to be like, we could not talk for 2 hours. We're both working.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to be in the same space as you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I enjoy being in your space as well.
Good.
Okay. My question, what is the one thing you wish you knew about me before we got married? Which might be the same answer to the first question I answered, but try to pick something different. My family. You didn't know really what you were marrying into there.
I'm not
you don't need to go down that.
I don't want to offend anybody. Just that you don't like to give blowjobs every night before bedtime.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're not, but you will probably come up with another answer as well.
Let me come up with a better answer than... Because then you would just get... Both people would just get bored of that, right?
Yeah.
What's one thing that I wish... Gosh, that's really a good question. And one that's hard to answer because, like you just said, I really do like you.
Yeah.
You know, not only do I love you because... You know, loving and liking people are different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I love Frank.
Our dog. That's our dog, if you guys don't know.
But
he
I
does not
like
he
ass.
Does not like Frank.
I'm gonna get some hate from dog lovers out. I love Frank. I love Frank. I raised him
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yeah, we got him before we had kids. It's always a little challenging.
Yeah. But man, he just likes to stand. I mean, he's big. He's 140 pounds. He just likes to stand in the middle of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe your, gosh, definitely, again, don't want to, I'm not trying to offend you in any way. Maybe your inability to just like kind of, because now that the store is opening.
My inability to slow down and enjoy life.
Just to fucking chill. Like, because I'm at the point where I've created a business and I'm running it
by
myself.
You have good balance.
Yeah, I've created like this really good daily schedule, a great balance. And I'm looking forward to like spending more time with you. And I also know that that's probably not going to happen.
Well,
I also know that you're going to come home probably soon and be like, hey,
with another harebrained idea.
Yeah, another new idea. I'm going to open up a store in McCordsville, and it's like, we didn't even get 1 week.
No, there's definitely been a lot of things that have decisions I've made that have resulted in slowing down, but there's always been something else. So before it was, once the lake house is done, it'll be more chill. Once the store is done, it'll be more chill. And, you know, the grand opening is in a few days. We made it through mm-hmm. the soft openings, which were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like purposely, there's nothing on the horizon, which is also a little bit scary. Like even for Alexis is the store manager. Like, she's obviously solid. Mm-hmm. But Brittany and I think we're both kind of thinking, like, what are we going to do with our hands? Like, Brittany's very concerned. She's like, how am I going to earn my keep? And I told her, I was like, I'm fine with not knowing for a while. If we don't know in 6 months, then maybe we worry about your job. But
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if there's those days where you're like, I'm going to go up to the store for the day. Like, I kind of want to be like, great, I'm going to bring my laptop and
yeah,
I want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a possibility. Now, when you were like opening the store, I didn't really want to be in that atmosphere because it was a shit show.
It was a shit show.
And I don't necessarily thrive in shit show environments.
I do.
I know. Yeah. And I'm very proud of you for that. I love that about you. Whereas I'm kind of like, you know, kind of like going back to like my childhood, it would be like, well, mom and dad will figure the shit show out. And I'll just hang out in my room and play guitar until the shit show is figured out.
Yeah.
And then I'll go downstairs and eat dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
That's
different.
That's what I would like.
Very different upbringing.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. I think it's your own question three.
All right. What turned you on about me? And I thought about, can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. You can continue.
Well, what turned you on about me? Can I guess what you're going to say?
Sure.
Because you just did that to me.
Yeah. You can guess.
Watching me be a good dad.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Are you crying?
No.
Okay. You look like you're crying already. No. Yeah. No, it is like we've had these conversations because obviously y'all get it. And I'm sure you've had the conversations in your relationship or your marriage. Like, dudes are turned on in different ways and much easier than women. And while, yeah, boobies and stuff like that. And while you are very attractive, like, I think if when you like dress kind of like an off field baseball player, like that's the hottest look, like in a baseball hat and uh-huh. like a tight tee. Yeah, you look smoking. But the times where I'm like, yeah, that really does it for me. It's when you're doing something sweet for the kids. It's so much more mental and emotional for, I won't say for women, but at least for me, it definitely
when
is.
You're impatient with Charlie. Almost every time, what do? I'm like, Charlie, listen to your mother.
Uh-huh.
When I'm impatient with the kids, you're like, Steve, chill out. And I'm like, but I'm not the one who's being an asshole right now.
Yes. And I'm sure
I take your back. I always take your back.
You
Sometimes
do.
I don't even know what's going on. But yeah. I jump in and I'm like, Charlie, listen to your mother.
Yeah.
Because she's the mother.
And I'm sure this goes back again to how we were raised.
Yeah. Rick always had my mom. Rick would be like, that is my wife.
Yeah, Rick is ride or die. But I think for me, and we've talked about, we can get a little bit deep here, so it's not just all funny, but we've talked about in therapy, for me, it's this sense of, okay, if you lose a little bit of control, then shit can go absolutely haywire, down the drain, wreck families. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's this like hugely slippery slope between, you know, anyone, like, mm-hmm. losing their patience and yelling at one of our kids or like period. That's probably why you don't see me like lose control much because
you never lose control.
No, I've only like a couple times. One was when I had like an anxiety attack in the car and I called you and I was like, I'm here, but mm-hmm. I'm losing it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of another time, but I think because of the chaos that I was raised in, that's my like coping mechanism. It's like, I'm going to stay in full control all the time of everything, of all my faculties, because if you lose a little bit of control, then everything kind of goes crazy. And I unfairly hold you to that standard, I think.
But here's a typical like evening at home where we're all just kind of chilling. Hey, Dad. I'll be Jack. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
And now I'm me.
Yeah, I can be you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I need X, Y, and Z. Okay, coming right up. Now, this is Jack with, or this is Charlie with Mina. Hey, Mom. No answer. Hey, Mom.
I don't like when they yell
no
at
answer.
Us.
I know. Mom. Yes, Charlie. What do you need? And I'm like, well, if you would have just kindly answered her in the first time, it wouldn't have been annoying.
I would like them to get up and walk to where they would like to speak to us.
I know, and eventually they aren't going to need us. Like, every time that Jack is like, hey, Dad, I need you. I'm like, yeah, what do you need?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to blink and he's going to be 25 asking me questions about relationships And I want him to still want me.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably
somewhere between you and I is the good balance, which is maybe why we're together. It's a good balance.
Yeah.
I don't remember the question.
Asked for me 100% more. They only 100%. Ask for you when they think I'm gone.
Yes.
Sometimes we play this game.
If I'm trying to put Charlie to bed, I'm just like, Dad's gone. She's like, where'd he go? I'm like, for a walk.
Yeah.
Because if she knows he's there, she'll scream her head off for him mm-hmm. till he comes, because he'll give in and come, even though he's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about this next question. And the answer that I have in my head, I'm not sure if it's... No. This... If you do not give the answer that is the correct answer, I will tell the story, but I'll tell it in a way that's
palatable.
What's the most embarrassing thing I've ever caught you doing?
Oh, jerking off.
Early on.
We were still living at our old house, and it was beefsteak day.
It was beefsteak.
Beefsteak. Let me talk about beefsteak real quick. So beefsteak day is an event held by... Hughes Culinary. Shout out Hughes Culinary. They own St. Elmo,
mm-hmm.
which is very popular.
Known for their cocktail sauce, their shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, shrimp cocktail sauce, which I've won two or three shrimp eating competitions. They own Harry and Izzy's.
Where are you going with this?
Well, it was beefsteak day. So beefsteak day is the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament. They close down the restaurants. It's invitation only. It's all you can eat, all you can drink.
So you were getting in the right mindset.
It's the fucking best. It's better than Christmas when you're six. Mm-hmm. It's the best day of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I'm like super jacked up. I'm going to bust a nut real quick, because that feels good too. I'm going to make this the best day I possibly can.
So I left.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to work. And at our house next door where we used to live, there was a side door, but there was also a back door right off our bedroom.
We just used
so it was
that
like
door.
Our yeah, it's our bed, side table, door, yeah. and then like a little sofa.
The door led to our garage.
Yes. And the headboard is on the same wall as the door.
You
so
forgot something.
What?
No, you forgot something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I left. And I'd made it, walked out to the car, probably fiddled around looking for whatever
I
lost.
Oh, it's beefsteak day. I'm going to jerk off.
And I bust back in the back door.
Yeah, and it seemed like I was getting robbed. I was like, oh, God.
He's just going at it. He's got some inspiration on his phone.
Sure.
And this was, how long had we been together then?
Well, hard to say.
Maybe 3 years. Maybe.
Okay.
No, because was it before we were married?
Maybe.
So maybe 2 years.
Okay.
But this is the first situation that this had happened at the time. And I think I pretended like nothing
happened. No, you just started laughing.
Did I start laughing? I can't remember.
Yeah, I was just like, we both were just like, you were on your knees, like slapping your knees, laughing so hard. And I was laughing. I mean, it's funny.
So, but I was in a hurry and I had forgotten something. So whatever, catch you, beeline out. And then I'm like thinking about it more in my head. And I'm like, okay, well, we've never had the conversation about like porn or anything
jerking
like
off.
That. Not jerking off. But so I'm in my head and like, I should acknowledge this. We should have this conversation. And I just remember texting you and being like, so is that something like you're into? Do you want to have a conversation about it?
I remember that. I was like, no, girl, I'm good.
Started this whole conversation. But to date, that's probably the most embarrassing, right?
That was funny.
That was very funny.
It was embarrassing, and we both thought it was funny.
Yes. Okay.
If you could relive any moment in our relationship, what would it be?
If I could relive any moment, I feel like we exclude like the birth of our children.
Not wedding, not birth of our children.
Okay. Maybe when we were in Cabo, yeah. like for our honeymoon.
That's kind of like where my brain went.
Yeah, it was just,
awesome.
It was awesome. It was relaxing.
Super
it was
relaxing.
Because your amazing aunt gave us her timeshare. It wasn't like stressful about money. Mm-hmm. And it was just a time where I think we were like highest sure. high. We'd just got married.
Chilled for 2 weeks.
Yeah. We got to do a lot of cool stuff. There was freaking ocean, like the ocean with whales swimming in it.
Just like lay there by the pool and not talk for 2 hours.
A lot of Justin Bieber. Yeah.
That was at the family the first week. So we did 2 weeks in Cabo. Yeah. And the first week we did
the hills mountain part.
Right. It was a family inclusive portion of the resort. Mm-hmm. And then the second week we spent up, it was the same resort, but it was like up in the hills mm-hmm. and it was adults only.
Yeah.
So the first week, every hour on the hour.
What was the Bieber song they played?
20 minutes was that song that just, sorry. Was the name of the song. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
Whew. Played every 20 minutes.
Yeah. But probably that.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was a good time.
And then remember we found that like off the beaten path taco place and you get like 4 tacos and 2 beers for like $3.
Oh, yeah. What's the most unexpected ways you've seen me change or grow since we met? And then the same thing about yourself.
That's a good question.
Telling you, AI.
I kind of knew that you would do that. You growing.
I think I might be nicer.
Yeah, I think you are nicer. And I think that would be like surprising to people that are on the outside.
Not that I wasn't nice before.
It seems like you're
meaner
on the outside. If you're on the outside looking in through the media and Instagram and through family members doing their thing, it seems like you're meaner. But I think you've grown in the sense that like you've actually created boundaries now in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
So I don't know, like I didn't want to go to an event, a family event for a reason, for a specific reason, because something had recently happened that I didn't agree with. And so I didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had lunch with a friend. I had come home and you had feelings about it. And you said, like, absolutely not. In fact, I'm willing to draw such a line in the sand on this that this could potentially end us.
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago. This was 3 years ago. Fast forward to today, and you're like, no, boundaries are safe. Boundaries are good. I was creating boundaries.
Yeah. We just weren't in the same place with them at the time. So I think it was hard for me to understand.
At that time when this happened, you were just like, it's just what you have to do. You just have to fucking do it. And you just have to grin
and now those people that say that to me annoy the shit out of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I always had that stance, right? And I went through my 20s on and off taking that stance with my own family because of some alcohol issues that they were experiencing. Where when they were... I always get it confused. You're on the sober train, and then when you get off
the wagon,
fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't come over for Sunday dinners.
Yeah.
When you get back on the wagon, you got me.
Yeah.
I love you. We're good. Mm-hmm. I'll come over for Sunday dinners. Everything's fine. And so those were boundaries that I was setting.
Yeah.
And when I would like try to kind of earlier on in our relationship, when I would kind of try to explain that to you, you would be like, no, fuck that. You just go, you show up. That's just what you do. You show up, you do it, you grin and bear it, you put on a smile. And I'm just like, well, I don't.
Yeah.
And it really caused a big, like you were like,
we had a lot of arguments about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You were like, I'm willing to leave you on this. And I'm like, that seems wild to me that.
Yeah.
And fast forward. Well, I don't know. You literally like woke up one day and you were like, Brene Brown, holler. Thank you. You were like, I think I need to set boundaries. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
You need to set boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's healthy. It's what makes people respect you more.
I think, yeah. I mean, that definitely probably has been the most unexpected change because for a variety of reasons, like I've never had them boundaries really with anyone. Like even in college, my dorm room door was always open. Anyone could come and go. They could take what they wanted. My car keys were in the little dish. Like they could borrow the car. I just have always
been that way. And I don't know exactly why. Mm-hmm. But I think
very nice of you, by the way.
I think
yeah, crash it your takes car.
Getting older to have enough confidence to draw a line for me. Like when you're younger, it's like, I think it was more people pleasing and like my life. Yeah. Codependency. Like my life isn't full enough to be able to draw a line that might make people make choices that doesn't put them inside that line anymore.
Yeah. And it was hard for me to like understand why you didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, and I would be like silent.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I don't want to argue about this.
Yeah.
She's talking about like leaving me.
I do still think family is very important.
You did it one time and it scared the fucking shit out of me because to be quite honest with you, I was like, I don't think I can meet you there.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. And I do think family is still very important.
Yeah. And I think,
yes. And I also think like my idea and definition of family has adjusted a little bit, like, you know, choosing your people that are around you and things like that. And, you know, the family that is family, like take the good, leave the bad and like, create the boundary where it allows that to happen. And sometimes that means that they're just not there at all, unfortunately. But yeah, I would not have ever
scared me.
Seen that probably as one of the most unexpected ways because I, for very, very long, was ride or die. It's family. You just do it no matter what. And I think going back to like a very, very early episode of the podcast when I said I think it's a Brené Brown quote where it's the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change. Mm-hmm. And it was just too painful to keep doing what I was doing with not having the boundaries with family members, with, you know, whatever. So,
yeah. And another, you know, find your peace.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like live in your peace. And I was just like, oh, I don't think I can do that.
We had a lot of arguments about that. A lot of arguments.
Praise Jesus. Because honestly, that was our biggest hurdle.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been in at least a year.
Yeah.
Since you've kind of, again, props Brené Brown. And you know, I had to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
And I'm 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
And I've gone through different things and handled them differently than you.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't me trying to be like, you need to do it my way. I was always like, that's fine. If you want to go and do that, that's fine. I'm probably just not going to be there.
Yeah.
And you had a major problem with that.
I did, because I wanted to be able to be together.
Yeah.
And like everyone be together and everyone be happy. And that's just not life. Like it's just not that easy. So
it was our only argument that we ever like, because I choose the word to say like disagreement is different than an argument.
Yeah.
And that was
a regular argument.
Our only argument.
Yeah.
And now we just have disagreements, you know, like I don't want to watch Love is Blind right now.
Yeah.
We've gone through six of those tonight. Can we watch a war movie?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's your fifth question.
My fifth?
Yep.
Well, like I said, I got nine, so.
Well, we're just going to do five and then can do another question episode.
All right, cool. We got a fun one. Who's one celebrity you would love to meet and why?
Well, the at the top of my mind is Bradley Cooper, just because we were just talking about him.
That's just like the fucking right answer, isn't it?
Well, but also I am like super into Drew Barrymore and I'm the cool girl at school
that you're like, hey, notice me.
Well, but she's not the cool girl, which is, I think, why I guess her whole like
she's the path, normal,
her trajectory where she had all these different lives and then like kind of,
you know, on paper, she should be dead.
Maybe she would probably agree to that.
But she's
come like, back in this way with her like this last most recent iteation of her life and her talk show.
I really admire
and
her.
it's so real.
Yeah.
And I feel like because that's what like I'm trying very hard to do and I'm not quite cool enough to do it in a way that people like it like she is. Mm. People are just annoyed with me. I think that is just very cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So,
yeah, she like cries on her show. She's vulnerable.
She's just, and it just, it does just genuinely seem like she's being who she is. And not a lot of people can do that or get to do that or want to do that.
And I think the male version of that is Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
I do.
He's very handsome and he seems nice and likable. And
you're so shallow.
Okay. This is the last question for today's episode, guys. If you could give your younger self one piece of relationship advice or life advice, what would it be? The cheesy answer is never go to bed angry, but that's dumb. Sometimes that's just go to bed angry.
Sometimes I'm like,
we'll figure it out in the morning. Are you crying now?
I'm only emotional because it was what my dad, you know, I get emotional when I think about Rick.
Yeah. He gave you advice?
Oh, yeah. He gave me, I mean, you probably don't remember just because it was our rehearsal dinner for our wedding.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you're like in the moment and you're like kind of, you know, you're like hosting things and it can be hard. Like your brain
doesn't retain much.
Capture things. And I don't remember what anybody else said except my dad. Because he was such a good husband.
Oh, my God. He was a great.
He was such a good role model for me and my brother as husbands of what. And I think about him dozens of times a day.
What would Rick do?
What would Rick do? What would Rick tell me to do? What, you know, suggest for me to do? Not, you know.
Yeah.
But for our rehearsal dinner, we gave everybody the opportunity. Like, if anybody wants to say anything, you can.
Yeah.
And my dad, he had like a paper.
Pulled out a scroll.
Pulled out like a paper and read a few things. And then he went off script and just said, you know, if I can give you some marital advice, it would be, forget like the exact, you know, word for word, but it was basically like, "You're right, honey, and I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a joke, right? Like everybody laughed. But I think he was
serious.
Real, right? Yeah. Like, make your wife happy.
Yeah.
Like, your job is to make your wife happy. You're right, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that's not, I mean, it took me a while. Like, it's not like we got married and I was like, "You're right, honey, and I'm sorry." But the more that we've been married, the more that I've leaned into that philosophy where it's like, I definitely choose my battles way more differently than I did 7 years ago, where I would just be so quick to the tongue.
Yeah.
Now I kind of like sit back. I weigh the rights and the wrongs. I weigh the pros and the cons. I'll take more time. I still could probably even take more time, but I'll breathe through my emotions and then I'll try to give my response in a more thoughtful way.
Well, I don't want you guys to think that like we're telling every dude to give every woman like a, you know, a pass at everything. But I think in our relationship, we both, there's enough trust. There's enough like, you know, I have good judgment.
Yeah, I know you have good judgment.
You can say that. Like, we know people that we'd be like, no, do not tell her she is right or him, he is right. Like, they are not right.
Well, I guess my caveat would be, in your heart of hearts, if you know that's the right thing,
then
say it.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I'm not saying like, "Hey, honey, let's go kill the neighbors." Yeah, you're right, honey. I'm sorry. But typically, we're too stubborn to say, "You're right, and I'm sorry."
Yeah. I gotta get better about that.
Well, you should have listened to Rick Hawk.
I should have. I love Rick
but
Hawk.
But that was like, as I kind of touched upon earlier, there would be times where my sister and my mom, when my sister was a teenager, like could not be in the same room.
Yeah, I'm surprised they both made it out.
I'm surprised too.
Out of that house.
Rick went for a lot of milk runs. And that's our joke in our house.
Yeah.
Although I don't actually ever leave, but I'm like, I gotta go get some milk.
Yeah.
It was brutal. And sometimes we would look at us as the children. My mom would be acting, or not acting, but would be going so off the rails that we would like look to dad to correct her.
He's like, uh-uh.
And he was like, no, that's my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got her back over years, bro.
Better or worse. I mean, he for sure had Sally's back.
Always. I mean, he kind of like look at me like, yeah, that she's being crazy, but guess what?
Yeah. She's your mom.
Yeah. I'm trying to get late tonight. So what do you want me to do?
Well, you guys, we almost made it through an episode without Steve crying.
Almost.
Almost. But we didn't. So hopefully this was fun for you guys. I feel like it was fun for us. And maybe it'll give you guys some fun questions to take back home or on date night.
Yeah.
You know, nothing too heavy. But we will do another, like I said, we both have more questions. So we'll do another question episode. And if you guys have questions you want to suggest for us to ask each other, click the link in the show notes, leave a voicemail, send me an Instagram message, send Steve an Instagram message, whatever it is. He's SRHawk2003. You guys know what mine is. And we'll do some of your questions as well. So thank you so much for listening and supporting as always. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye.